Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial on Introduction to DAT Biology. Learning Objectives. By completing this audio tutorial on the DAT, you'll learn about the dental admissions test, computer-based test format of the DAT Natural Sciences focus area, DAT biology, that is the comprehension areas specific to the biology segment of the natural science focus area. You'll also be presented with test preparation strategies and test taking strategies. Finally, you'll learn how to attack and solve biology problems. DAT Introduction Concept Map. Introduction to the DAT. In this tutorial, we'll talk about the requirements for participation in the DAT, what happens on test day, the testing procedure, retesting, and special accommodations. Test applications are also talked about, how you go about applying. The test schedule is as follows. You'll have the option to take a tutorial, which is 15 minutes long. The first segment of the test is called Survey of Natural Sciences, and it's 90 minutes long. This is followed by Perceptual Ability Test, 60 minutes. An optional break of 15 minutes, followed by the Reading Comprehension segment of the test, 60 minutes. This is then followed by the last testing segment, called Quantitative Reasoning, and it's 45 minutes long. There's also a required post-test survey, which lasts 15 minutes. DAT scoring will be covered in this tutorial, as well as what you can expect for the test content. DAT Natural Sciences Concept. The Natural Sciences segment of the DAT consists of 100 items. General chemistry is 30 items, organic chemistry 30 items, and biology is 40 items. That makes it 40% of the natural sciences segment. Biology includes cell and molecular biology, approximately 13 questions. Diversity of life, 3 questions. Systems, structure and function, 9 questions. Developmental biology, 4 questions. Genetics, 7 questions. Evolution, ecology, and behavior, 4 questions. Introduction to the DAT. The DAT is the Dental College Admissions Test. We'll talk about the DAT timetable, DAT test format, individual tested sections, and the test day schedule. What is the DAT? DAT is a standardized exam that most dental schools in the U.S. require for admissions. It stands for Dental Admissions Test. The test is a computer-based test and does not use the fill-in-the-dot scorecard. When can I take the DAT? The DAT is taken only on the computer. The American Dental Association's website has the most up-to-date information about the test, how to register for it, and any format changes. You'll be able to practice the computer-based testing format at the test center on the day you are actually taking the DAT. Computer-based testing, CBT. The ADA has computer-based tutorials on how to take the electronic DAT. Go to the ADA website to practice the CBT. You can register for the DAT online at the American Dental Association's website. After registering, you'll get an 800 phone number to call. By calling the number, you can arrange the day, time, and place to take the DAT. These are at Prometric Testing Centers. CBT continued, you have to register for a location and time at least 48 hours before you want to take the test. Day of test. On the day you take the test, be sure to bring two forms of identification with signatures. One of the IDs must have a photo. All of the information, name, signature, picture, must match exactly your registration. Testing schedule. Tutorial, 15 minutes. Survey of Natural Sciences, 90 minutes, 100 items. Perceptual ability, 60 minutes, 90 items. There's an optional break of 15 minutes, followed by a reading comprehension, 60 minutes, 50 items. This is then followed by quantitative reasoning, 45 minutes, 40 items. Last is a post-test survey lasting 15 minutes. Survey of the Natural Sciences. In the Natural Sciences, you will get 90 minutes. 100 multiple choice questions divided between three science areas: biology 40 questions, chemistry 30 questions, organic chemistry 30 questions. Perceptual ability. In the perceptual ability segment, you'll have 60 minutes. 90 multiple choice questions. The questions are divided into six parts. Each part has 15 questions associated with it. Orthographic projections, that is top, front, end. Keyholes, these are apertures. Angle ranking. Hole punching. Cube counting. Pattern folding. This tests your ability to visualize and manipulate in your mind three-dimensional objects. Reading comprehension. This segment lasts 60 minutes. It has 50 multiple choice questions, three passages. There are 16 to 17 questions per passage. This tests your ability to read, comprehend, interpret, remember, and apply written information that is long and may be technical. Quantitative reasoning. It's 45 minutes long and has 40 multiple choice questions. Math tested includes basic arithmetic, algebra, word problems, geometry, and trigonometry. This tests how proficient you are in math and problem-solving skills. Composite score. Each test section gets its own score. The test scale is 1 to 30. In addition, in each of the natural sciences subsections, that is, the biology, general chemistry, organic chemistry, also gets its own score. All the segments, except the perceptual ability segment, are combined into an academic average. All questions have the same value. No guessing penalty. Answer all questions. Computer-based testing overview. How to take the CBT. The mouse and the CBT. The page pointer movement corresponds to your movement of the mouse in your hand. The mouse pointer is arrow-shaped. Left-click the mouse to select an item or answer. You may click anywhere in the answer to select it. CBT navigation. The mouse is used to move through the exam. Active buttons are at the bottom of the page screen. To go back, click the previous button. To go forward, click the next button. marking questions to return to. If you're not sure of your answer, you can mark the question so you can go back to it. A question is marked by clicking the Mark button. Unmark a question by clicking the Marked button, which will only be visible if you have marked the question. Once you're satisfied with the question, unmark it. It is okay to leave questions marked. It won't affect your scoring. Questions that are marked or incomplete will be highlighted in the Review Questions screen. The Review Questions screen will appear before you leave the exam. Exhibit to view graphics and text. Many questions have graphics, for instance, a periodic table or additional text. To see these, click the button labeled Exhibit. To see the questions and exhibit simultaneously, click Tile button. A scroll bar appears on the right side of the screen if the exhibit is large and it won't fit on the screen. Close the window once you've finished viewing the exhibit to return to the question. Multiple choice questions. Answers to multiple choice questions are selected by clicking on the answer or pressing its letter on the keyboard. There are 5 choices. Only one is correct. The answer button, that is the hole, fills in when you press anywhere on the answer. For instance, in the question, blood clotting involves which of the following? A. B cells, B. Erythrocytes, C. T cells, platelets, D. Macrophage, or E. Platelets. In this case, E is the correct answer, and when you press E, the hole fills in. You can change your answer by clicking another choice. Test review opportunity. At the end of the test, a scrollable list will be presented. This list shows all of the question numbers. Every question will be indicated either as marked, review, completed, or skipped. Reviewing procedure. You may review marked questions. Remember, they're listed. You click on Review Marked button. Your cursor will be moved to the first marked question. Click to move to the next marked question. Review all your questions. Click Review All button. Click Next button to move to the next question. Double-click a question number to move to a specific question. Review incomplete questions. Click Review Incomplete button. Your cursor will move to the first incomplete question. Problems and conundrums. If you need help, raise your hand to attract the test administrator. If you have a problem with the computer, need scratch paper, or other assistance, raise your hand. At the end of the exam, click the End button. Biology on the DAT. Topics list. Overview of DAT Biology. Preview question formats. DAT Biology Topics, Slide 1. Cell and Molecular Biology makes up 13 questions. These include Origin of Life, Metabolism, Cell Metabolism, Enzymology, photosynthesis, and other processes. It also can include thermodynamics, cell structure, organelles, structure, and function, mitosis and meiosis, experimental cell biology, diversity of life, biological organization, makes up three questions on the biology topics. These could include Monera, Plantae, Animalia, Protista, and Fungi. It can include all of the diversity of life and biological organization. Systems, structure, and function usually has 9 questions. These can include integumentary, skeletal, muscle, circulatory, immune, digestive, respiratory, urinary, nervous, endocrine, and reproductive systems. DAP biology topics 2. Developmental biology consists of 4 questions. This can include fertilization, embryology, development and experimental embryology. Genetics has 7 questions and can include molecular genetics, human genetics, classical genetics, chromosomes. Biotechnology of genetics, such as PCR. Evolution, ecology, and behavior. 4 questions. This can include natural selection, population genetics and speciation, such as cladistics, can also be included, ecology, animal behavior, rapid learning biology mastery. Using enzyme structure and function as an example, let's see how the rich content of the rapid learning method works. Let's see what information is available when you look at graphs of enzyme activity. We'll discuss and review all the basics of this topic, which includes enzyme structure and function. Let's review 2 graphs of enzyme activity. What do we notice right away when we look at graphs of enzymes? Well, first off, there are axes. Typically, in the vertical axes, you can see enzyme reaction rates, so right away you know it's a rate. In the horizontal axis, you'll see some condition, for instance, pH or temperature. In the case of the pH graph, you can see that the enzyme reaction rate goes up to a maximum and then drops off, and that it's fairly uniform. The rate of going up matches the rate of going down. However, if you do the same graph as a function of temperature, you'll notice that the slope of the reaction rate going up is different once it reaches its maximum. So this graph of temperature is not uniform. That means it doesn't look the same, it's not having the same shape. Enzymes native and denatured. From the graphs of the enzymes, you would notice that the enzymes have a rate of reaction. We've already discussed this. Second, you noticed that the enzyme rate is affected by certain environmental conditions. In this case, we've discussed pH and temperature, but you could likewise imagine that perhaps the ionic strength or other aspects of their environment would affect the rate of an enzyme. Third, you would notice that the shape of the curve varies depending on the environmental conditions. For instance, with pH, it's symmetrical, and to temperature, it's asymmetrical. When the enzyme no longer functions, it is said to be denatured. A native enzyme is said to have a normal shape and function. A denatured enzyme has lost its 3-dimensional structure. Rapid learning and Michaelis-Menten. Now, let's take a look at the Michaelis-Menten enzyme model. The Michaelis-Menten enzyme has a graph also. Again, on the vertical axis, we're talking about reaction velocity or rate. And on the horizontal axis would be substrate concentration. From the graph, you would see again that the enzyme has the rate, in this case, the velocity, and that the rate is affected by the substrate concentration. You would also see that half of the maximum velocity is a constant called Km, and the Km is the substrate concentration when the enzyme reaches half maximum velocity. Enzyme denaturation. Okay, so now let's take a look at all three graphs together and see what you've learned, and equally importantly, what you can discern about enzymes from just looking at graphs. From the enzyme versus temperature or pH, you can see that the enzyme max rate drops to zero after the peak with increasing pH or temperature. From this, you would know that the enzyme is no longer functioning and is denatured. Michaelis-Menten kinetics. What have you learned from Michaelis-Menten kinetics graphs? Well, you've learned that at saturating substrate, velocity is constant. That is, there comes a point when there's so much substrate, the rate of reaction no longer increases. And that Km is a constant, and at half max is the substrate concentration where the enzyme is at half velocity. However, at saturating substrate concentration, the enzyme rate stays constant and does not decrease or increase. So you could assume that the enzyme must be working and at a constant rate. This is different than denaturation because remember, the rate dropped past an optimal pH or temperature. Because the rapid learning uses information-dense visuals with the level of detail and precision required to do well on the DAT, you'll be able to master these techniques and these concepts. Test preparation overview. Use practice tests to guide your review of material and mastery of the concepts. Practice, practice, practice. PCAT preparation strategy. Manage your time. Lay out your review areas and make a schedule. Stick to the schedule. Do practice problems. Again, practice, practice, practice. Understand the concepts. As you master the concepts, try explaining them to someone else. Review material repeatedly. Review mastered material regularly. Make it part of your long-term memory. Reading comprehension. The reading comprehension segment consists of long passages. They can be upwards of 10 paragraphs or more. There are three passages. Each have 16 to 17 questions associated with it. The passages are frequently biology or technically based, and they require you to integrate your own knowledge with that what is being presented. Multiple choice questions. Which of the following hormones are not produced by the pituitary gland? A. ACTH, B. TSH, C. T4, D. FSH, E. MSH. Multiple choice questions that relate to biology require detailed knowledge. There are five options for each question. In a situation like this, unless you know the answer immediately, it is often helpful to write out the names for as many of the abbreviations that you know. In this case, T4 is also known as thyroxin, which is produced in the thyroid gland, not the pituitary. Time management, study, and focus. The DAT does not test every single biology concept, so only study the topics that the DAT actually tests. Focus core study hours on weak areas. Do not study all areas concurrently. Track mastery using practice exams. Check to see that the areas you're focusing on are improving. Forward planning. Plan ahead and set a study schedule. Study a couple of hours every day. Do not put off your study. Take short practice tests every day and schedule complete exams weekly. Long-term study goals. Some students incorrectly believe that if they study more as the test date approaches, they will remember more. Build long-term memory by studying in set doses ahead of time. This results in greater memory and understanding of concepts. Studies show the more passes you make over information, the more you will own it. Repetition of concepts and information over time is the winning way to master the DAT. Master the general concepts. Work on mastery of general concepts that connect to one another. For instance, clotting in blood is from platelets in contact with exposed collagen. Platelets plus collagen form a platelet plug. Platelets and damaged tissue make clotting factor, thromboplastin, which, with calcium and vitamin K, activates prothrombin to form thrombin. Connect concepts. Thrombin converts fibrinogen into fibrin. Fibrin threads coat the damaged tissue and trap blood cells, forming a clot. The fluid remaining after blood clotting is called serum. How would you connect this seemingly long chain of information? Start by drawing a picture. Start with platelets and collagen, forming thromboplastin in the presence of calcium and vitamin K. Prothrombin. With thromboplastin forms thrombin. Fibrinogen. Fibrinogen and thrombin form fibrin. This traps blood cells and forms a clot. How does concept connection help? Well, let's take a multiple choice question to figure it out. A person with a genetic defect in blood clotting. Defects in which of the following is not a likely cause of this problem? A. Thromboplastin. B. Vitamin K deficiency. C. Platelet plug. D. Fibrinogen. Or E. Thrombin. By connecting concepts, you know that the platelet plug is not itself a protein product. The platelet plug is the sum of events involving platelets contacting exposed collagen. So even if you didn't know this specifically, you could figure it out by connecting the concept of clotting proteins. Therefore, you know that the platelet plug is not a genetic defect. In blood clotting, there must be something else that involves this cascade that leads to the platelet plug. Seek answers to your questions. If something's confusing or unclear, get your questions resolved. Make absolutely sure that you have points of confusion resolved as soon as you identify them. Don't put it off thinking that somehow they will self-clarify. Though tedious, these unanswered questions will show up again and probably on your DAT. Partial comprehension. For example, let's say you didn't really understand what the genetic code is, but you still managed to successfully discuss protein synthesis superficially. For instance, in a majority of proteins, AUG acts as the initiator codon. Then, a more complex problem rests on this concept, such as, what is meant by the term wobbling? Because of the superficial understanding of the concept of genetic code, you cannot extrapolate it to wobble. By mental skimming, you will submarine yourself on the DAT. But you can master these concepts and perform well if you plan and practice the plan. Study avenues. Practice problems will help you become confident in your mastery of the material and your guide as to what you should study next. Grab a biology textbook. Solve these in-chapter review questions and chapter test problems and check your solutions in the manual. Search online. There are countless practice problems to work out online. Grab a piece of paper and try to get the right answer. Cheat sheets for quick review. Summarize what you've learned into a simple and brief outline. Use the cheat sheets used in the rapid learning tutorials. Cheat sheets should include all key terms and concepts. Give yourself memory cues that work for you, such as mnemonics, images, or other memory games. Cheat sheets are only useful as memory aids. You must master the detailed information in the rapid learning modules to effectively use these. Importance of flashcards. Single, small index cards with a question on one side and the answer on the other. Other sources of flashcards include pre-made flashcards, and focus only on those that you need to practice with. Online websites allow you to make your own custom flashcards, and you can include images or other memory tricks. Flashcards are not a replacement for detailed mastery of material. Use the information-rich tutorials of rapid learning to get the necessary level of detail. The devil's in the detail. To succeed on the DAT, detailed understanding of biology and chemical principles are required. The media-rich content, with detailed description of tested concepts, helps you to maximize your rate of learning and retention of information. Cheat sheets and flashcards are all upper-level review and can only supplement the detailed understanding of information. Rapid learning provides detailed tutorials, practice tests, cheat sheets, and MP3 files. These allow you to engage on multiple levels. Test-taking strategies. An overview. Know the test. Plan your attack. Focus. Choosing the right answer. Guessing. Test-taking overview. Know the test inside and out before you take the DAT. Plan your attack the minute the test begins. Use basic techniques to build focus. It'll improve your score. Apply techniques to zoom in on the answer and avoid exam traps. If you don't know the answer, guess the right way. Test day. Arrive early and prepared. Double-check the time and location of the date. Use two alarm clocks just in case. Arrive at least 30 minutes early for the test. Test format. Memorize the time format for the DAT before test day. Know the instructions, timelines, and order of the exam. Also know the types of questions in each segment. as soon as you start. Pace yourself. At the start of each section, determine how much time you have and where you need to be at the end of the allotted time. Have your strategy before you start the test and run your strategy. If you've taken your practice exams, this should feel very familiar to you. You should use the same strategy in the practice as you do on the test day. Time limit per question. Don't get involved. That is, don't become too interested in the science, or you will lose track of time. Set a time limit for each question. Keep track on your watch. You can lose track of time by questions that are engrossing because of their difficulty or information content. Focus. Minimize distractions. Focus builds confidence and will increase your speed, accuracy, and score. Do not get distracted. Practice focus by building your test-taking skills. Write or make notes as needed. Think of the answer. Read the question, and before you begin scanning the answers, come up with your own answer. For instance, the enzymes of Krebs cycle are located in A. cytoplasm, B. mitochondrial membrane, C. mitochondrial matrix, D. microsomes, E. cell membrane. For this question, B. mitochondrial membrane and C. mitochondrial matrix look similar. What does one do? In the DAT, often two answers look similar. If you have answered the question in your mind, before you read the solutions, you will not be confused by the options. Beware of the familiar. Beware of the familiar. Test writers love to include something that seems very obvious as an answer choice. This tempts students to choose the wrong answer because it seems correct at first glance. For instance, which of the following statements is true with regards to mitosis? A. Mitosis occurs in diploid cells only. B. Mitosis is a reductional division. C. Prophase 1 shows a complex chromosomal behavior and 5 substages. D. Mitosis consists of a single nuclear division. And E. Mitosis can only occur in eukaryotes. In this problem, choice A, that is, mitosis occurs in diploid cells only, is the trap, because most students intuitively assume that mitosis occurs only in diploid cells. Beware of the absolute. Beware of the absolute statements such as always, never, all, etc. The absolute answer is usually wrong because it only takes one exception to break the absolute. In most cases, relative words like possibly, sometimes, often indicate a potential correct answer. Which of the following is true with regards to mitosis? A. Mitosis occurs in diploid cells only. B. Mitosis is reductional division. C. Prophase 1 shows complex chromosomal behavior and 5 substages. D. Mitosis consists of a single nuclear division. E. Mitosis only occurs in eukaryotes. Answer A has already been disqualified. Notice that B, mitosis is a reductional division, is an absolute statement describing a process. Answer selection. Again, which of the following is true with regards to mitosis? Let's go over the options one more time. A. Mitosis occurs in diploid cells only. B. Mitosis is a reductional division. C. Prophase 1 shows a complex chromosomal behavior and 5 substages. D. Mitosis consists of a single nuclear division. Or E. Mitosis only occurs in eukaryotes. Well, by selectively going through our option, we have C and D as possible choices, and E is one of those absolutes. Remember, mitosis only occurs in eukaryotes, so may also be eliminated. This leaves C and D, and in this case D, mitosis consists of a single nuclear division, is correct. Dealing with similar and opposites. Out of two opposite choices, one is usually correct. Similar choices are both incorrect. If two answer choices are very similar in wording, the answer is probably neither of them because there can only be one correct answer. However, if two answer choices are opposites, one of them probably is correct because the test wants you to differentiate between two core ideas. Significance of opposites. Induction is a process by which the synthesis of an enzyme in an organism is A, increased, B, decreased, C, controlled, D, inhibited, or E, no change. If you have no idea at all about which of these answers is correct, base your guess on the clue of opposites. Choice A and B are opposites and should be the answers you focus on. That eliminates C and D. The question implies there is a change, so E, no change, is also eliminated. In this case, the answer choice is A. By educated guessing, you may deduce that induction would increase something. Elimination and answer selection. The best stimulant for secretion of insulin from beta cells in the islets of Langerhans in the pancreas is A, hyperlipidemic state, B, hyperglycemic state, C, hypoglycemic state, D, normoglycemic state, E, insulin is held constant, not responsive to stimulation. Choices A and choice D, you should know, are automatically both incorrect because they are unrelated answers to the question. E is wrong because it contradicts the statement within the question. This leaves choice B and C, their opposite answers, out of which B is correct. Educated guessing. Educated guessing equals wrong answer elimination. Simple feedback inhibition in a metabolic sequence is brought about by end product inhibiting the last enzyme in the sequence, B, end product inhibiting the first enzyme in the sequence, C, accumulation of intermediates in the sequence, D, end products altering the kinetics of the sequence, or E, too much of the end product. That's why it's called feedback. For instance, if you knew that the intermediates are not accumulated in the sequence, you could cross out choice C, accumulation of intermediates in the sequence. You can cross out E, too much of the end product. That's why it's called feedback, because it does not seem to address the question. Your odds of guessing the correct answer has gone from 1 in 5 to 1 in 3. Learning summary. The DAT is a computer-based standardized test. Tested segments include natural sciences, perceptual ability, reading comprehension, quantitative reasoning. The natural sciences segment tests biology, inorganic chemistry, and organic chemistry. Biology counts for about 40% of the questions in this section of the test. Biology questions are also often asked during the reading comprehension segment of the test as well. Apply test preparation strategies, time management, concept mastery, practice problems, and review. Apply test taking strategies. Know the test. plan your attack, build focus, zoom in on the right answer, and guess the right way. Congratulations on completing Introduction to DAT Biology. For more audio and visual tutorials, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.